This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Tracy, T-R-A-C-I, Hendershot, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-H-O-T. Date of birth, June 13th, 1976. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit from Ms. Hendershot with chronic IgA nephropathy, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was June 5th of this year. Her weight is up 7 pounds in that time. She does complain of worsening of urinary incontinence over the last 6 months, and she's not sure if a medication is causing this or why is it happening. She's also complaining of increased memory problems, so she's on Namenda, and like November, A-M-E-N-D-A, 5 milligram twice a day. And that does seem to be helping, she thinks. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She does have intermittent constipation and diarrhea, none recently. No blood or melena. She does have the urinary incontinence, no visible cloudiness, blood, or odor of the urine. No peripheral edema. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. She has had a recent cough, and she is going to see you later today for further evaluation. She has not had a recent COVID test to check that. She thinks she's been sick for at least a week with the cough. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Jardiance, 10 milligram daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, weight 205 pounds, pulse 76, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 80, neck is supple, no JVD, lungs are slightly diminished in the right base, clear in the left, but she does have a dry, non-productive cough when she takes deep breaths. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese and non-tender, no ascites, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 2nd, 2023. Creatinine is stable at 1.03, estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9.3. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.1. Hemoglobin is 13.0 with normal white count, normal platelets. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.6. Assessment and plan, 1, diabetic nephropathy with preserved renal function. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, IgA nephropathy. We will have the patient have checked for a follow-up visit in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.